Hi, my name is Carolina. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from addiction, control, and fear of man. Hi, y'all. Born in Chicago, I grew up in a Catholic home with my parents and an older brother. My dad was always working, and my mom was absent a lot of the time, drinking. Being raised by a nanny, the dynamic I experienced was a little different than the typical being raised by your parents. My dad was a hard worker and did everything he could to make sure we were taken care of and provided for. My mom also did the best she could with what she knew, but her frequent absence led to a lot of hardship later in life. My yearning for a deep love that could never go away was lost and sought out through multiple other things as I grew older. My brother and I had a good relationship, but he was very distant once my poor decisions started to become habit. Starting at age 5, I developed a passion for figure skating. This became my life for years. Every day, I followed the discipline of waking up at 4:45 a.m., going to practice, going to school, and then leaving school early to go back and practice. My hopes and dreams were to become an Olympic skater. With much hard work at this, I grew closer to that goal and became top 5 in the region. Longing for an identity I'd been searching for, I quickly found it in my skating. My performance in skating was a determiner for my joy and everything else good that I had been lacking for so long. This joy that I had found didn't last very long and was constantly fluctuating. I was still seeking that deep desire to find myself and my identity. As I got to high school, my love for skating started to fade. I grew cold towards the one thing I'd loved for so long and decided to quit my junior year of high school. My life felt like it was over, but I was still so lost. My family had always believed in God growing up. I attended Episcopal school and we went to church on Sundays. My view of God was that he was a forgiving God, but circumstantial. I believed that I had to earn God's love, and by doing that, my performance towards him and everything else would determine that love he had for me. Soon after quitting skating, I found drugs. This started with marijuana and quickly led to meth. For 10 years, in and out of treatment, I struggled with my addiction. My parents were devastated and were also going through a separation at the time. I felt more lost than ever, but I knew in my heart that God was always there protecting me, reaching out his hand to me and waiting for me to grab it. My pattern was going to treatment, staying sober for almost a year, and then relapsing again. Nothing was working. During this time, I met Tyler, the father of my two precious boys, Baylor and Noah. We were very toxic for each other, and it became abusive. We started using drugs together, and everything went downhill from there. We ended up splitting up, and he moved away. Things had gotten even worse for me at this time. I started using heavily again to cope with the hurt and pain I had experienced. But even in this, God made himself known through family and friends that had gone through region. I saw him working in the lives of people like Brooke, Emily, Kim, and other people he would place in my life to remind me that he was with me and point me to Christ, like Stephanie, my mentor. God kept showing me Isaiah 41:13, "For I am the Lord your God who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, 'Do not fear, I will help you.'" My deep desire to stop using drugs was so strong, but I couldn't do it on my own, and I knew that. My last time in treatment, I went on my own. Things had gotten so bad that I couldn't live another day like I was living. I had completely lost sanity and was living in a delusion. I thought I would never be the same again, and I was going to die. I knew something needed to change. When I told my dad what was going on, he couldn't even look at me. There was so much pain and disappointment in his eyes. While I was in treatment, God was so gracious to let me keep my boys there with me so I wasn't separated from them. I started reading my devotional and the Bible every day. God had been pursuing me this whole time, and I was finally realizing that. I knew from that moment forward that's what I was missing this whole time, a relationship with him. Scripture states, "If a man has 100 sheep and one of them wanders away, what will he do? Won't he leave the 99 others on the hills and go out to search for the one that is lost? And if he finds it, I tell you the truth, he will rejoice over it more than the 99 that didn't wander away. Matthew 18:12-13. Once I got out of treatment, I immediately went to Watermark to attend Region, trying my second time. I was filled with fear, sadness, shame, but also gratitude. Being placed in a step group and going through the steps, I was made aware of the first most important thing, the gospel. My group leader, Amy, had called me one night asking about an answer to the question, on a scale of 1 to 10, how sure are you that you're going to heaven? I answered a 7. She took the time to explain why I could confidently be a 10. From that moment forward, I truly understood the meaning of the gospel. Jesus took the punishment for my sins so that I could be forgiven. My salvation opened my eyes to a new freedom and love that I had always longed for. God's love for me was unchanging. My identity was in Christ and Him alone, and that I was forgiven. Romans 8:38-39 says, "And I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love. Neither life, death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today nor our worries about tomorrow, not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. No power in the sky above or in the earth below. Indeed, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus our Lord." For so long, I had walked around with shame from my mistakes and letting that define me. My love for Christ continued to grow as I walked closely with the Lord each day. As I went through the steps developing a relationship with Christ, my mind was made clear. God restored my sanity and my delusional thinking began to disappear. My relationships became more meaningful, and trust was restored with the ones I had deeply hurt. Coming to step 4, inventory, God continued to reveal that my longing for comfort and safety led to my path of destruction through control with usage of drugs. Knowing this, I was able to be aware of my sin patterns and recognize them when they came up. Step 8, forgiveness was crucial for me to forgive those that had caused pain in my life and release it to God. This freed me from the bondage of that hurt and pain to walk in peace and joy. Step 9, amends, was a huge turning point in my relationships. This allowed me to take accountability for my sinful behavior and those I had hurt. God restored my relationship with my dad, and He continued to work in the hearts of both of us. This was all just the beginning of my new life in Christ. My recovery in Christ today starts with obedience to the Lord and knowing His will for my life. God has continued to soften my heart, change my desires to be more like His, humble me, and reveal His sweet character more each day. By God's grace, I am over 2 years sober now. I have a relationship with my family that contains a deeper love than ever before, and I'm able to be a present, loving mom to my boys. Christ has continued to change my heart. He is shaping me to live out His purpose for me and learn how to walk in the freedom I so deeply desire each day. He has shown me what it's like to have healthy friendships, relationships, and model His character to those I encounter. Those thoughts I used to struggle with every day to not pick up a drug are completely gone. I don't have to live in fear anymore because I have a God who is all-powerful, who I can trust, loves me, and equips me for life's challenges. I have a community where I'm held accountable, where if sin comes up, I'm made aware and can ask for forgiveness and repent. My joy and identity is not contingent on what I have anymore, successes or performance, but rather remains focused on who I am in Christ and His fulfillment. If I could tell you one thing, it would be to hold on. God is always working. He has a plan for you, and anything is possible with Him. Any doubts you might have, any pain you feel is impossible to fix, any addictions you can't break free from, He can. Give Region your all, give Christ your heart, and He will make a way. He will restore, and He will transform you. The last verse I will end with that I still cling to is Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to Him, and He will make your path straight. My name is Carolina. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from addiction, control, and fear of man, and to God be all the glory.